You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, No Finish Line Nation, and all of the listeners to the podcast out there and viewers of the YouTube channel videos that I'm doing. It is a Sunday morning. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive, living, breathing. And I'll tell you, I'm so excited just to be back at it and be working, not only on this part of my journey, but also just back in the regular routine that I needed to be on after being gone for a little while. So yesterday I was having a conversation, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I heard was the term, yeah, but. Now, I know that that's something that I just want to kick off the podcast with, but it's something that was impactful to me because I sat back and I thought to myself, how many of us use the terms yeah, but on things? How many times have you told yourself yeah, but? So you thought about your journey, you thought about where you've been, you're down 10 pounds or 12 pounds, or you've lifted this much weight. And then you always break down that negativity, or you always break down that positivity with a yeah, but. A moment where you sit back and you say, yeah, but I want to be this, or yeah, but I needed to be that, or yeah, but I should be much better than what I am right now. And the yeah, buts always just totally break down and negate anything positive that you're trying to be able to work on. And so then I really got to some deeper thinking, and I heard somebody say yesterday, that's why I've been thinking about it all day and then had to be able to talk about it this morning, was around, why do we break ourselves down like that? What in the world is it that we're wired in a way as humans? Human nature always makes us be the worst, our own worst critics across the board. And what makes me mad or upset is the fact that I do it all the time to myself. I might have a compliment that somebody comes in with saying the fact that I love your podcast or I love your coffee talk or whatever. And then I think to myself, yeah, but I probably could have done it this way, or yeah, but I could have done it that way. And we're our own worst critic. We're so critical of the things that we're trying to do. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not really understanding why in the world I have to be my own worst critic when there's so many things out there in the world that can already break me down and try to be able to shut me down of my positive light that I'm trying to shine. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me because we live in the space of negativity and we really should be living in the space of positivity. Why in the world do we do that? Well, I mean, what taught us that? Were we just brought up that way? Did we create that in our own mind? You know, my wife always tells me that women are some of the worst people to be able to be so critical of themselves, whether it's their hair, whether it's their body, whether it's their looks, because they're brought up looking at things like Barbie dolls and things like with this perfect figure or Elle magazine or Cosmopolitan, and they see all these figures that are thrown at them on movies and TV, and it's really just, they create this critical mass of negativity that they start breaking themselves down. And then I thought to myself, what about men? Men grow up looking at all these Don Juan DeMarcos and these movie models and all these dudes with these ripped hard abs and all this different stuff that they see on the television and whatever else. So when it comes to body image, it's so difficult to really compare yourself, which you should not be doing. You shouldn't be comparing yourself to anybody but yourself. And to be honest with you, to get out of the negative space, you should probably stop comparing yourself to anybody in general. Because who you are right now at this moment is the best version of you. And how can you be better? It's just to work and be better on who you are. Stop beating yourself up for who you want to be. Stop beating yourself for yourself up for who you should have been. You know, it's incredible with the amount of positive things that we're doing for ourselves, whether it's health related, whether it's education related, whether it's work related, whether it's family related, whatever it is. It's amazing to me on how much we just bust ourselves down. We start breaking ourselves down and we start to literally lift ourselves off jump off that perch that we might be sitting on because we think we're being too high and mighty. When I have a compliment that comes in about Coffee Talk, I sit there and I have to process through that. When I was in Boston, I had a bunch of people tell me, I listen to your coffee talk every day. It's changed my life and it's the way that I look at it. And I don't know how to take that because I literally sit back and go, okay, so somebody just told me that. Think about this. I put myself out there every day. I have a conversation with you guys every single day. I talk about my journey. I get compliments all the time about what I'm saying or what they're hearing or those kind of things. And my own worst critic is myself, that I sit back and I say, yeah, but you know, I'm just a dude. That's what I always say. I'm just a dude on a journey. I'm just a dude that likes to share the story. So thanks for the compliment, but I'm just nobody. Well, why do I tell myself that? Why in the world do I tell myself that I'm just nobody? Why in the world do I say I'm just a regular guy? Why can't I be special? Why can't I live in the space that I tell my children or my son all the time that you're amazing and you can do anything you want to do? Why can't I live in that space? I don't understand. You know, I'm no doctor, so I don't really know. And when I used to go to therapy, I used to go to a counselor for depression when I was in the military, and they used to always tell me, you need to stop being your own worst critic. And I used to say, whatever. I mean, literally, that's human nature, so there's nothing I can do about that. But there is something to that. How many times do you wake up in the day and tell yourself, I'm going to have a great day today? And then the first thing that happens to you in a positive fashion, you break it down with a negative. How many times have you gone in to look in the mirror and said to yourself, wow, you know, I'm kind of feeling good about myself, but immediately, as soon as you start to feel good about yourself, you immediately go right in and you pick out the negative thing that's going on in your body or in the mirror or in your hair or how you're looking, etc. How many of us do that? I would say pretty much every single person that's listened to this podcast has done this one time or another, maybe even this morning. I mean, it's bright and early here on the East Coast at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And I can almost guarantee you that a bunch of people have already woken up at 8 o'clock and already had a negative thought about themselves or a negative thought about a situation or a negative thought about their family or whatever's going on around them. A negative thought. How many? A ton. You know, it's interesting to me because we know we're this way. Everybody out there knows that we are our own worst critic, and we almost wear it as a badge of honor. We almost say to ourselves, yeah, I am my own worst critic, but that's okay because you know what that does? That drives me to be better. It drives me to be somebody different. It drives me to... No. Don't let it drive you to be somebody different. Literally say to yourself, I'm okay because when I look at myself or I see my weight or I'm looking at what I'm doing in the gym or I'm looking at who I'm being as a dad or a mother or a caretaker. Live in the space that you're pretty awesome with who you are right now. Try it. See what that does to your whole demeanor. See what that does to everything. You know, I wrote something down as I was having some thoughts about all of this. And one of the things that I said is as a project that I thought I was going to do for myself because I think I need to do this. And what I wrote down on this piece of paper was, I said, for every negative thought that I have, I'm going to try to counteract it with a positive thought at that moment in time. Every yeah, but that I bring across to the table, and I say to myself, yeah, but I wanted to do this, or yeah, but I should have been that way. Or when somebody says, you've got a great radio voice, and then I immediately go down to try to break it down to saying, well, it's a great face for radio. And I go through all this joking piece and it's a nervous reaction that I might have when somebody compliments me. How about parking there for a second and saying, thank you so much. I really appreciate your words of your compliment. Or how about myself when I'm looking in the mirror and I say, I look really good today. I feel really good in this shirt or I feel really good in this outfit. And then the second that I go down the road of going, yeah, but man, I got to get rid of those love handles. Or yeah, I got to get rid of that belly. Or yes, I got to get rid of these thighs or whatever. Counteract that with a positive thought. Yeah, but think about how much work I've already done. Think about the journey that I'm on and the work that I'm putting in right now. Damn it, you're a rock star. Why can't we do that? Counteract your negative with a positive. Take inventory of that. Listen to yourself. put on a little speaker, much like I do on the podcast, and I re-listen to my whole entire thoughts when I'm putting them out there. Take inventory of the fact that when you sit there and you say to yourself something negative, start making little tick marks. It would almost be like a score, right? So every negative that I make, boom, put a mark down on the paper, right? And then when you go to counteract it with a positive, great, you mark that down. And at the end of the day, even though you tried, let's see how many more positives we can get than negatives. Because that's not the way human nature is made. That's not who we are. We're not wired that way. So we got to change the mold. And to be honest with you, the only way you change a habit, or the only way you create a habit, as many people have said in the past, if you could do like 30 days worth of consistent habits, consistent things. Sue shared that with us with the whole creating a habit of walks every single day, or getting some exercise every single day, which was a great exercise that she put out on No Finish Line Nation, which is our Facebook page. And when you do things like that, and you could create a habit of being positive about yourself, I feel in my heart of hearts, we could do so much more. We could be so much bigger and so much grander and so much better at the things that we're doing. Because we live in the space of positivity, and we live in the space of I can do it and not I can't do it, or I will do it and not I should have done it. It's just a different mindset. And I think that if we can create that habit and we can really get ourselves moving that direction, I believe we could take on anything that's faced in front of us, whether it's weight gain, whether it's weight loss, whether it's weightlifting, whether it's just healthy eating, growing gardens, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in your life, to making your life better. I feel like you can accomplish so much better if you are just able to lean in on the positive things that you're doing and celebrate in those positive things. Don't rebut when somebody tells you, great job. Don't make excuses for the fact that you're putting the work in. Don't do it. Try to stay away from that, because I know I do it all the time for myself. I had a great loss this week. I shared yesterday on the podcast. Great loss this week after Boston and Calais, Maine, where I was up there with my family. And you know what the immediate thing that I thought to myself was? Well, you know, it was just sodium and the week before, and then just the water, and you know, I tracked and this, that, and the other. No, I'm proud. I am damn proud of the fact that I went out of town on vacation basically for 9 days and ate what I wanted, was mindful enough that I was able to work through it. I tracked my foods, tracked my beers, did all the things that I needed to do, and I worked hard at it. And guess what? I saw a loss because I worked hard at it. It didn't overcome my life. I lived my life. I ate foods that I wanted. I did the things that I loved. Why not embrace that? Embrace the fact that you are working at what you're working at, and embrace the fact that you're awesome. I mean, how many times do we tell ourselves that? Probably never. More often than not, even though I know it's cheesy, and I know I brought it up 1,000 times before, when on the old Saturday Night Live skit, when Stuart Smalley would sit there and look in the mirror, and he would say, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. Well, think about that. It's a joke, and it's something that they did as a parody or a skit on Saturday Night Live. But how often do you tell yourself that? How often do you look in the mirror and say to yourself, I am good enough, and I am smart enough, and doggone it, I really don't care if people like me, but because of my positivity, people will, right? How often do we do that? I don't think we do it enough. So project for this podcast, project for this week, try it. See what you can do. Like I said, I wrote my goal down on my piece of paper. I got it right here. It's going on my wall. And it's basically saying, for every negative thought that I have about myself, I'm counteracting it with, I'm using the antidote to counteracting that negative thought with a positive thought. If I have a negative thought about something, it's on the agenda. I've got to make sure I make it a goal to lean in on that moment and say, nope, this is the positive thing that happened with that. Or this is something that I can celebrate in that fact. You know, I just recently found out that the wife and I, it was our 15th anniversary this year, and Crystal and I are going to be going to Mexico for a trip that I won through my work. And at work, if you hit certain sales goals, I'm in charge of a bunch of stores, and we do business plans, and we work with each other, and those kind of things. And if you hit a certain threshold, and you're in the top 10 in the country, you get to go to Mexico. All expenses paid for a few days. Go down there, celebrate with the company. They celebrate in you. They pretty much put you on a pedestal, you and your wife, or you and whoever you bring down with you, and they just treat you like kings and queens. And we found out on Thursday that we won this year. I won last year, and we won back-to-back years. So it's going to be a great time to celebrate our 15th anniversary down there in Mexico. And what was the media thought when I got back? Well, it's not me that's doing it. It's the people that I'm working with. They're the ones that are out there in the trenches. They're the ones that are on the front lines. And not really understanding that I put a lot of work into what I do. A lot of relationship building. A lot of time and effort that I put into helping them to be successful, which helps me to be successful. But I remove myself from the equation because that's humility, and I feel like I need to do that and celebrate in them rather than myself. But today, I'm going to celebrate in myself. I work hard. I bust my rump. I'm a great relationship builder. I have good emotional intelligence that I can meet them where they're at, and we can have a great conversation. And over the last 3 years that I've worked with each one of them, we've built such great, strong, firm relationships that they want to work. And they want to do the right thing, and they want to hit their sales goals, not only for themselves, for their profit margins, but also for me as a consultant and partner in the business. I did that. I worked hard at that. You see, it's a different story because I immediately deflected, but I need to lean in on the fact that I'm good enough and I'm smart enough. And doggone it, I'm going to hit that goal to go to Mexico with my wife. So, try that. Put that on your agenda. Make that your goal. Take your negatives, turn them to positives. If you have a negative thought, bring a positive thought in with it. Write them down and take inventory. Mark down every negative thought that you have today, and then mark down every positive thought that you have about yourself. Weigh them out. See what outweighs what, and then you can really see how you're treating yourself, and you can really see how you're going to set yourself up for either success or failure. And then if you're more negative, do something about it. Fix that situation. I know I need to sometimes. And we have to do that for ourselves. It's all in the brain. And the only person that's going to be able to really support ourselves and be able to lift ourselves up to where we need to be is us. Have a great Sunday, everybody. I'm hoping that you're spending time with your family and your friends and doing some recharging batteries this weekend and whatever else that needs to get done. And then we're back at it tomorrow in the grind on Monday. Have a great one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.